USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccinations in the U.S. have picked up in the wake of the rise of new cases fueled by the spread of the Delta variant. The White House says more than 3 million people received their first dose of vaccine in the last week. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain tweeting Saturday that more adults have received their first dose than at any time in the last 2 months, and that large increases are being seen in states with large numbers of Delta cases. Nearly 70% of American adults have now received at least one dose. And the first flight evacuating Afghans who worked with the U.S. forces has landed in the United States. The flight carrying more than 200 people landed outside of Washington, D.C. late Friday night as part of a program to get those who assisted American troops out of the country as U.S. forces are being pulled out. In a statement, President Biden welcomed them to the country and thanked them for standing with the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, great nutritional company, based on 90 for Life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter. All vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 medicines, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 medicines, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or sports drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.